Dzień dobry państwu. Witam serdecznie na
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the press conference of the Institute of National Remembrance. The conference is devoted to a book, Prisoners of War 1920, but also to a book titled 1920 in the Polish Literature. Over to the head of the Institute, Dr. Jarosław Szarek, at this point. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. We've been through several dozen projects over the last months. The Institute of National Remembrance wanted to commemorate the anniversary of 1920 victory over the Bolsheviks. Today, I'm going to talk about the last three projects we've had at the Institute. Among them, we've got a very important book published in Polish and in Russian titled POWs of 1920. This is a story of a certain project which was designed to be used for political purpose and was built on a lie. It didn't work thanks to reliable historic research of the Polish historians. And so in 1920, the Soviet Union admitted that it was them, the Soviet Russia, that was responsible for a Katyni crime. Several months later, the first secretary, Mikhail Gorbachev, decided that in Polish-Russian relations a moment be found in history to be used whenever needed, in order to cover the responsibility for the Katyn crime in 1940. The story was to be the fate of Bolshevik prisoners of war who ended up in captivity in Poland as a result of the 1920 war. It didn't work, though, because already in the 1990s, a work was published by Professor Zbigniew Karpus, who meticulously researched the archives and pointed out that the prisoners of war kept in the Polish camps did die, but they did the way other prisoners, also Polish prisoners, did as a result of disease and deprivation. They were treated. Just like any other prisoners of war were treated in those days. What's the lesson to be learned from the book we are talking about? The book has three parts, the work by Dr. Maciej Kokut, setting the background, the work by Professor Zbigniew Karpus, describing the fate of the Bolshevik prisoners of war in Poland, and by a work by Professor Desma, showing the fate of Polish prisoners of war in the Bolshevik captivity. Ladies and gentlemen, the alleged bad treatment of prisoners of war came up 50 years after the cutting crime, the question is why they hadn't tried to use this matter earlier when the relations between Poland and the Bolsheviks were not the greatest. It is because the witnesses were still alive, and only several decades later they made up that lie. Can't you see the analogy to the Second World War? In the public space, outside Poland too, there are many false narratives springing up related to the Second World War. I think that there are more to come still, because witnesses are no longer alive. Things that couldn't have been said still 30 years ago can be easily said now in the public space. There is only one way to put an end to such doings, and it is reliable and meticulous historic research of the Second World War. And this is also the lesson learned from the endeavor of political use of the matter of POWs of 1920. So the Institute wants to embark on and is embarking on that way of meticulous historic research. Another book, a pioneer work by Professor Maciej Urbanowski, titled 1920 and the Polish Literature, is yet another work we are talking about now. I think there are still some white spots in our remembrance. There might be many historical publications on 1920, but the works on 1920, the works of literature, are not part of the school curricula. That's why we have this outstanding work, including the annex containing poetry and prose on the subject by authors like Kazimierz Wierzyński, Helak, Stefan Żeromski, and Władysław Broniewski, also works by Florian Czarnyszewicz, recently back to popularity. But there are also names to be mentioned at this point, like Stanisław Beck. He's the author of one of the best novels in the Polish literature, titled In the Field. This is the work depicting the situation of 1922. It's not about war the way we know it from old paintings. It's about war along with its atrocity, suffering, and fear. And I think it would make a perfect screenplay. Several years ago, Stanisław Rembek's stories gave way to a great movie called The Squadron. Thanks to the Minister of Education, this book is going to and should get through to all schools. It should be present during Polish classes. as an inspiration to teachers and secondary school students especially. Last but not least, we are facing the centenary of the Riga Treaty, putting an end to the 1920 war. In order to celebrate this centenary, the Institute of National Remembrance prepared an exhibition titled Bitter Memories, the Riga Treaty. Feel invited. It will be available as of the 20th of March in a very special place, the yard of the Royal Castle. So the Bitter Peace, the Riga Treaty, as an exhibition will show the fate of roughly half a million of our compatriots who stayed on the other side of the Riga border, as described in the novel by Florian Czarnyszewicz. So feel invited to the Royal Castle for this exhibition. Thank you. Thank you. And now over to the Director of Historical Research of the Institute of National Remembrance, Professor Marek Wierzbicki.
Szanowni Państwo, chciałbym powiedzieć kilka słów na temat publikacji, którą...
Let me tell you a few words about the book published by the Institute of National Remembrance on the situation of prisoners of war, Polish and Soviets, during the Polish-Bolshevik war of 1920 and after it ended. Just like the German Szarek mentioned, the book unveils the propaganda lies of the Soviet side that allegedly thousands of POWs were murdered on the Polish territory. In this book, you can find counter-arguments against these lies. It's a very valid scientific publication containing three scientific articles written by three experts. Dr. Maciej Korkuć wrote a paper on the history of the Katyn lie, showing the whole background and then the role of Katyn lie as one of the pillars of Russian internal and international policy. And then he also described the situation where in April 1990, the Soviet Union admitted the crime only 50 years after the actual crime. Upon the order of the then president, Gorbachev, they started frantically searching for arguments to blame the Poles for alleged crimes against the Soviet nation. And as a result of this frantic search, they came up with the matter of alleged murders of Russian POWs, Soviet POWs, during the 1920 war and after it ended in Poland. So this paper clearly shows the pillars of the Soviet propaganda lie trying to put certain balance between the Soviet atrocities and the alleged crimes in Poland. And this book clearly shows that it is not true. Another paper is authored by Dr. Rezmer, based on Polish and Russian archive queries showing the fate of the Polish POWs after the 1920 war and during the 1920 war on the Soviet territory. Many times the Soviets authorities recommended good treatment of POWs, whereas on lower levels the situation looked entirely different in many cases. The prisoners were living in deprivation. Frequently they slept on bare ground without any covers whatsoever, and this is why they frequently died there. But what's also interesting, Professor Rezmer also showed the process of killing the Polish POWs during the mere 1920 war. We are talking about the situation of Polish POWs taken into captivity by the Red Army on the battlefield. Sometimes they were treated quite well, but some other times massacres of POWs happened. The advantage of this paper is that Professor Rezmer very meticulously analyzed the Soviet sources, showing how commanders and witnesses on the Russian side had different views of the same events, like in Zadvorze near Lviv in 1920, one of the academic legion division were fighting Stepan Budionny's mounted army. Nearly all soldiers died and some were murdered as prisoners of war already. Budionny used to show treatment of POWs, Polish POWs, in an idyllic way, whereas Isaac Babel, a Russian writer and a war correspondent, in his diaries very frankly described the situation as it was, that all prisoners of war were ruthlessly murdered, even massacred, after the battle ended. And last but not least, a paper by Professor Karpus about the situation of Soviet POWs on the Polish territory. Professor Karpus showed how complex the issues around the treatment of POWs from Russia were. For starters, back then, Poland only had budding nationality. There was a lot of disease following the First World War, like typhoid fever or cholera, which decimated the POWs, especially in 1920, where nearly 100,000 Russian POWs came on the Polish territory. So these were the reasons of a dozen or so thousand Russian POWs dying. But there's no talking about purposeful murdering or depriving of Russian prisoners of war. It wasn't the case. And to back up this very credible thesis, authors included lots of annexes in the book, showing documents on the exact numbers and the treatment of Russian prisoners of war. I think everybody interested in any way in the history of the 1920 war should read the book. It is written in a very professional and impartial way, encompassing various perspectives based on various sources, along with a synthesis allowing you to draw your own conclusions. And there's one conclusion, I must say. there wasn't any murdering of Russian POWs during and after the 1920 war on the territory of Poland. Whoever claims otherwise, it's Russian and then Soviet propaganda. Thank you.
Now over to Director of National Education Department, Mr. Chlebowicz of the National Institute of Remembrance. Good morning, everybody. I would like to invite you to the exhibition The Bitter Peace. The exhibition will be opened on the 15th of March in the courtyard of the Royal Castle. It's a very prestigious place, but there's also another reason why we chose this place. As a result of negotiations that started in 1920 and ended on the 18th of March 1921, one of the provisions of the treaty that was negotiated between Poland and Soviet Russia was the return of the works of art. As a result, the Soviet Russia returned the Battle of Grunwald painting by Jan Matejko and other works of art. As my predecessors mentioned, 1920, Poland regaining independence, Katyn, 1940, 20 years later. One might think what these events had in common. What happened over the 20 years? During the exhibition, we try to show not only the negotiations that started in Minsk and then continued in Riga. We also wanted to show what were the effects of the treaty signed by the Polish side. The negotiators who negotiated the peace treaty with the Soviets, it's the most important peace negotiations of Poland in the 20th century. The consequences of what was signed then, the consequences continued until 1989. One of the consequences was the Hitler-Stalin pact, the Katyn massacre, and so on. The concept between the discussion between the concept of Józef Piłsudski and Roman Dmowski, this is what we try to show in our exhibition. Okay, so on the one hand, I'm saying that it's the most important piece. Poland sees this very arduous war with the Bolsheviks. So why was the peace bitter? Well, you find the answer in the exhibition, but we were trying to show various opinions, various points of view, the Ukrainian point of view, the Belarusian point of view. The Riga peace had very important consequences for the entire Central and Eastern Europe. This is why it was so important. This exhibition also goes beyond the history. We also try to give the floor to the witnesses of that time. This is why we included the opinion of Professor Zdziechowski, writer Zofia Kosak-Szczucka, who was a witness, Florian Czerniszewicz, who was mentioned before. The author of Nad Berezyńcy and other novels describing the life of Poles living beyond the border set in the Riga Treaty. The graphic design of the exhibition was prepared by Mr. Kłaput. I invite you to visit the exhibition. It will be opened from the 16th of March until April. It's worthwhile to have a walk to see the exhibition because it will be. It also has an attractive graphic design. Later on, we will We would like to show this exhibition around Poland in Krakow, Gdańsk, Poznań. This exhibition will travel around the country. And thank you very much.
Dziękuję bardzo.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Then I'd like to thank you for participating in this press conference. Let me remind you that the book Prisoners of War 1920 is not available for sale. It can be downloaded for free from the website of Institute of National Remembrance in Polish and in Russian. And we also invite you to see the video from describing the lie that continued from Stalin until Gorbachev. So we would like to invite you to the website of Institute of National Remembrance. We'd like to invite you to IPN TV. Thank you very much and goodbye.